U.S. and British troops are still encountering resistance from the Iraqis. Iraqi forces have not yet confronted the U.S. and British in a conventional battle, but are making harassing attacks in southern and central Iraq. The attacks are making it harder for the U.S. to supply its troops and adding urgency to U.S. efforts to reinforce the army that's heading toward Baghdad. NPR Steve Inskeep reports from U.S. military headquarters in Doha, Qatar.
Overnight, some U.S. forces thought they were bound for their first confrontation with a large Iraqi force. The Army received reports that 1,000 Iraqi vehicles were advancing south from Baghdad, moving under cover of a sandstorm. That reported force proved as elusive as the shifting sand. Military officials now say that the Iraqi column was no more than a few dozen vehicles. The U.S. attacked that column and reports destroying it. It was another small engagement in a war that's turning out to be full of them. Farther south, near Nasiriyah, U.S. Marines faced a fifth straight day of combat. Brigadier General Vince Brooks says this time Iraqi militias were supported by heavy weapons.
Armored personnel carriers, rocket launchers, and anti-aircraft artillery systems. The fight lasted for about 90 minutes. The Marines in that battle did sustain some wounded, but remained fully effective.
Nasiriyah may be one of the most critical points on the battlefield. All three major U.S. forces approaching Baghdad passed near this city or through it on their way toward the capital. U.S. supply lines now pass the city, crossing two bridges over the Euphrates River. And that means that U.S. forces have to send their supply convoys through a combat zone. When U.S. forces invaded Iraq, they carried in huge amounts of food, water, and ammunition. But they do have to be resupplied from bases in Kuwait or bases the U.S. establishes in Iraq. Some of the reporters traveling with U.S. troops have reported short stockpiles of supplies at times. Today, General Brooks insisted that supply convoys are making it through.
And we can also add additional forces when risk increases, additional combat forces, anywhere along that supply line to ensure they remain safe. We feel pretty comfortable right now about the condition we're in with our logistics.
General Brooks did not say how many troops the U.S. is now adding to protect the supply lines or where they may be drawn from. The constant Iraqi attacks have yet to defeat a U.S. or British force, but they have kept the Allies busy. So far, U.S. and British troops have been able to move wherever they choose inside Iraq, but they have not chosen to move into locations where they might face the heaviest resistance. In the southern part of Iraq, near the border with Kuwait, British forces remain outside the city of Basra. Iraqi security forces still control that city, and military officials here contend that the security forces are using death threats and other means to keep Iraqi regular army soldiers fighting for the Iraqi regime. There have been reports of anti-government demonstrations and protests in Basra, but the senior British military officer here acknowledges there is no full-scale uprising against Saddam Hussein. Air Marshal Sir Brian Burridge spoke to reporters today.
There is existing still this climate of fear that the regime built up over many, many years, and it takes a huge effort to win the hearts and minds of people who have been subjected to that sort of fear over that length of time. And that is what we're going to do, and we will take as long as it takes.
Even as they try to pacify the south, three U.S. columns continue their advance toward Baghdad. U.S. paratroopers have seized an airfield in the north, in territory controlled by Kurdish forces opposed to Saddam Hussein. Special operations troops continue grabbing airfields and looking for Iraqi missiles in the west, and the U.S. 101st Airborne Division is inside Iraq, preparing for a mission that remains unknown. As military analysts watch the unfolding campaign from the United States, some are asking if U.S. and British planners committed enough forces to fulfill their many missions. Today, U.S. Brigadier General Brooks offered a message that appeared calculated to answer that question. "Our force is growing daily," General Brooks said. U.S. troops do continue to arrive, though it may be weeks before more heavily armored forces arrive on a battlefield that now stretches across hundreds of miles. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Doha, Qatar.